Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. President Biden has opened a much-anticipated video summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. They're expected to focus on Russia's gathering of tens of thousands of its troops on its border with Ukraine. There's been concern that Russia is planning to invade Ukraine, but the Kremlin has dismissed this. Nevertheless, Biden is expected to tell Putin any incursion into Ukraine would trigger severe sanctions. A Canadian biotech company is reporting positive results from a large study of its COVID-19 vaccine. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
If you inject someone with the spike protein from the COVID virus, they won't get sick, but their immune system will make antibodies that can protect them if they are exposed to the virus. To make enough of that protein to use in a vaccine, scientists at Medicago turned to plants. They gave plants the genetic instructions to make the protein. Now, in a study of some 24,000 volunteers, the company says its plant-based vaccine was more than 70% effective in preventing moderate to severe disease, including disease caused by the Delta variant. The company plans to ask Canadian regulators for authorization to distribute its vaccine. Joe Palca, NPR News.
U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy has issued an advisory on protecting the mental health of American youth, especially during the pandemic. He says the spread of the coronavirus has exacerbated what was already a growing crisis. He says American young people were already facing difficulty before the pandemic struck in the U.S.
Before the pandemic, 1 in 3 high school students reported persistent feelings of sadness or hopelessness. That's a 40% increase from 2009 to 2019. In a similar time frame, suicide rates went up 57% among youth 10 to 24. And we've also seen that during the pandemic that rates of anxiety and depression have gone up.
He spoke to NPR's Morning Edition. Former tech industry executive Elizabeth Holmes is expected back on the witness stand today at her federal fraud trial in California. NPR's Bobby Allen says Holmes is accused of purposely deceiving investors about her blood testing company's technology.
Holmes is fighting the government's assertions that her former startup Theranos was built on a series of lies. Prosecutors say Holmes exaggerated what the blood testing company could do, hiding its own defective technology and relying mostly on commercial blood analyzers. But Holmes says she is not personally responsible for the company's failure and the hundreds of millions of dollars investors lost. Holmes says she depended on the expertise of other employees. Holmes also says she was emotionally and physically abused by her ex-boyfriend, who was the number two at Theranos. Closing arguments are expected for later this week. If convicted, Holmes faces many years behind bars. Bobby Allen, NPR News, San Jose.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 573 points. That's more than 1.5%. The Nasdaq is up 450 points. That's nearly 3%. You're listening to NPR. Today's the 80th anniversary of Japan's attack on Pearl Harbor, the event that triggered the U.S. entrance into World War II. Survivors will gather at the military base for ceremonies. They could face stormy weather. A flood warning has lapsed for the Hawaiian island of Oahu, but heavy rain may still fall. The World Health Organization says malaria cases and deaths are on the rise globally in the midst of disruptions caused by the pandemic. But Ishma Fundikwa reports the agency says its worst-case scenario has not come to pass.
Launching the report on Monday, WHO Global Malaria Program Director Dr. Pedro Alonso said countries such as China and El Salvador had now been certified malaria-free. However, sub-Saharan Africa continues to bear a disproportionate burden of the disease.
And a substantial number of them are actually worsening their malaria situation with respect to what they had in 2015.
He added the disruptions caused an additional 69,000 deaths, two-thirds of which were in Africa. On the upside, Dr. Alonso said, globally, more than half of malaria-endemic countries are close to eliminating the disease. For NPR News, I am Ishma Fundikwa in Harare.
The United Arab Emirates says it's changing the country's work week starting next month. It will now run Monday through Friday. Employees will work a half day on Fridays, the traditional holy day in Islam. Now they'll also take Saturday and Sunday off. This will allow the UAE's financial district to work hours usually observed in the West. This is NPR.